Chapter 8. A Desperate Plan. Lucy and her father were devastated by the verdict. Sydney Carton helped Mr. Lorry get them back to their apartment after the trial. Carton then made his way to Saint Antoine. There, he found Defarge's wine shop. As he sat in the shop having a glass of wine, he heard Defarge and his wife speaking to others. "Kill them all," Madame Defarge was saying. "But where do we stop?" asked her husband. "We do not stop. You are too soft. Listen, all of you. On the day the Bastille fell, my husband found that letter in the North Tower. He brought it here. We read it together. Was it not so?"
"It was so," replied Defarge.
"I told him my secret. I said, 'Defarge, I was brought up by a fisherman by the sea. The poor family ruined by the Evremond brothers was my family. Defarge, that sister of the wounded boy was my sister. That husband was my sister's husband. That father was my father. Those dead are my dead, and so it is my duty to demand an answer for those things. Ask him, was that so?"
"It was so," replied Defarge once more.
"Then tell the wind or fire where to stop," returned his wife. "But don't tell me. That is why I say we must kill them all." Carton paid for his drink and left the shop. All that he had heard amazed and confused him. It was after midnight by the time Carton returned to the apartment where Lucy and her father were staying. Carton took Mr. Lorry aside and spoke to him quietly. Taking a paper from his coat pocket, he told the banker, "This paper allows me to pass out of this city. Look at it. You see, it says Sydney Carton, an Englishman. Keep it for me until tomorrow. I shall see Darnay tomorrow afternoon. I had better not take it into the prison."
"Why not?"
"I prefer not to do so. Dr. Manette has a similar certificate, allowing him and his daughter and her child, at any time, to pass the barrier. You see?"
"Yes."
"Keep his with mine and your own. I fear that their papers might be taken from them."
"They are not in danger?"
"They are in great danger. They are in danger from Madame Defarge. I heard it from her own lips. But fear not, you will save them all."
"Heaven grant I may, Carton, but how?"
"You have money and can buy the means of traveling to the sea as quickly as the journey can be made. From there, you can return to England. Tomorrow, have your horses ready so that they may start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon."
"It shall be done," said Mr. Lorry.
"I know we can depend upon you. Prepare Lucy and her father tonight. Tell them that it was her husband's last arrangement. Tell them that all of their lives depend upon it. Make sure they are in the carriage and waiting at 2 o'clock. The moment I come to you, take me in and drive away."
"Should I wait for you no matter what?"
"You have my certificate in your hand with the rest. Wait for nothing but to have my place occupied and then head for England."
Mr. Lorry promised to do as Sydney Carton asked.